Introducing the all-new Mazda CX-5, featuring more connection.
Hey, Google, where's the nearest Pilates class?
Safety that has your back. More discovery on the scenic routes. More passion in the details. And more control in changing weather. The all-new Mazda CX-5. More to move every side of you. See it in 5 films at MazdaUSA.com/5sides.
Google is a trademark of Google LLC. Sequences shortened and simulated.
I'm John Batchelor with Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, my colleague and co-host and friend. He is in the great state of Michigan, where it is sunny. I am in the New England part of the world, where it rains a lot. And we go to Simon Constable in the south of France, where it's said to be perfect all the time. That means sunny blue skies, big blossoms, everybody enjoying themselves as if they've gone to heaven already. But no, they're in the south of France. Simon, a very good day to you. Now, I am aware that now and again showers fall in perfection. However, the most of my springtime has been spent here in New England as chilly, very chilly. How is it with you today, Simon? Good day to you.
Good day to you, John, and good day to you, Thaddeus. This morning, it was chilly when I got up, and that was indoors. When I got up and went into the kitchen to have a cup of coffee, I could find cold coffee and the atmosphere was cold. It warmed up a little bit. So the high was 63 and the low was 48. These are Fahrenheit figures. If it was 63 Celsius, that would be really, really hot. It's been cloudy with some light rain. And when I say some light rain, it's something that most British people wouldn't even notice. But I've gotten used to being in the south of France, so I get a couple of dots of rain on me, and I notice them, not that I mind them. Anyway, it is nice. The garden is looking nice. We've got roses blossoming, pink roses and white roses all coming up, and hopefully some red ones soon too.
Are your irises still with you, or are they fading?
They're still with us, surprisingly. They're keeping going and trimmed up some ones that are crinkled up, as they do, after they've let their seeds out. So we've taken some away so that they don't suck energy away from the bulbs down in the ground. But hopefully they continue for a few weeks.
And my concern always for the wisteria, yes, of course, and also the question of how your general pastures are doing. For example, your plums, how are they doing on the vine?
The plums are doing very well. They are a little way away from being soft enough to pluck them off the tree. And we've got two at the moment that are looking, not two plums, two trees. One is a cherry plum. And one is the yellow one, which is a Mirabelle plum. And neither of them are ready to be picked yet. But when they do, they'll all come at once. And we're looking forward to that. So they're looking healthy, both trees. And that's good. And then we've got another set of trees which produce these blue plums. And they're quite big, maybe about 2 inches across. So we're looking forward to that later on in the year.
I've learned, Thaddeus, that the reason they look for the plums to be ripe in the south of France is that they make it. Do you use the inelegant word hooch in France, Simon? I don't.
They call it eau de vie.
I see.
And I've once had a drink of this, thinking it was wine, and I was pretty sure that my head was going to explode when I had this sip. It was very strong. I mean, very strong beyond strong, and I never touched it again.
Now, Simon, you've got to enter into the spirit of living in the south of France.
Yes, so maybe I'm just a weakling on that front. But it was a nice gift we got from a neighbor who's unfortunately died recently. But that was the gift. And we've still got it because I haven't touched it since. So if you ever want some of this hooch, it's there. And it's not going to go off because it will kill all bacteria and possibly me if I try it again.
All right. Now, the walk with Lara and Juno. Is there calving more evident, and how are the berries?
The berries are all coming up, and they will be coming up again. They're not ripe yet, so we can't use them. There are a lot of hares around, and the dogs get very excited when they see a hare, and they run very, very, very fast after these hares, and the hares just go that little bit faster with me shouting after the dogs to come back and stop it for a little while, because I don't know what they'd actually do with a hare. Probably would just want to kiss it or something. That's how the dogs are.
What about the calves? Did you see more of them?
Yes, a heck of a lot, actually. In one of the fields that's about a mile away from our home, and we pass it frequently, has such beautiful little, almost furry calves around with their mothers and looking very happy. And it's really sweet. It's a nice thing to see. It's a very spring thing you want to see. Unfortunately, we don't have any sheep in the area, and so we don't see the lambs. Anyway,
all right.
It is what it is.
We've celebrated the south of France. Enough of this. Now it's time for bad news, okay? We're ready for the commodity. So let's start with the energy complex. Brent crude is what you pay for, and electricity is what you pay for. I looked at Brent crude in these last hours, bobbing around 107. How is it with you in France?
It's 108, so it's fluctuating a tiny bit. It's up 14% on the month. So a month ago, it would have been that much lower. TTF, which is the electricity level, and that's 47 euros per megawatt hour, and that's up 9% in the last month. Natural gas is $2.84 per unit, and that's up 9% as well. So again, all of these things will add to the cost of everything else that you have, which isn't very good. And that's not fantastic in any way. The one thing we do see going up that might be a good thing is copper. Copper is now $6.60 per pound, and that is a brand new record high for that. And that's unfortunately, again, 9% up in the all-time high there. And I think that's probably a lot of data center use for AI, artificial intelligence.
I note that the prices here differ in energy prices. We're paying $4.75 a gallon for gasoline in Connecticut and $5.99 for diesel, which is not, you're paying over $8, close to $9 for diesel. Thaddeus, how is it with you in Detroit? What do you have a gallon of gasoline and a gallon of diesel? Do you know those numbers?
I know Costco was about regular, unleaded was about $4.40 a couple of days ago.
$4.40 Costco. That's the best price you can find in the area. Is that correct?
If it wasn't, I wouldn't have used it.
Thaddeus, if you ever get any of that and you can bring it over to Europe, we'd all be very happy with $4 or even $5 per gallon. That would be fantastic.
And my new role is a gas smuggler.
Simon,
it could be exciting. You might enjoy it.
Simon, have you got any empty pumps this week where the farmers use diesel?
No. We haven't had any problems with that. The diesel has been there, and that's the one thing they do keep open all the time. I've seen other things like gasoline being taken off for a while, and some of the eco-friendly fuel that's put in certain cars, and that's been disappearing occasionally as well. But the diesel seems to always be there. Thank goodness that.
One more detail about the food complex. Any change in soybeans or corn?
Yes. Corn is up 5% on the month. It's $4.66 per bushel. Soybeans are up considerably as well. They're up $4.8 to $12.15 per bushel. And wheat is up as well at $6.67 per bushel. And that's up 12.8% in the last month. So all of these things are inflationary. We're seeing food going up. I was listening to the radio this morning from Britain, and they were saying that a lot of things like pasta and bread and all that sort of stuff were up about 100% during this period where we've seen energy prices go up massively.
And underlying the food complex is the fertilizer. That's what That's what is dear. I believe that urea is up 50% or some huge number.
Yes.
And oh, that's
yes, all, it's about that.
It's all the Gulf troubles.
Yep.
And the planting going on. Well, one more commodity before we go. Gold and silver. Are they showing any fear factors whatsoever you can see?
So silver is, but gold isn't. So gold is down 3% on the last month. It's still remaining below $5,000 per troy ounce. And silver is up 10% over the last month at $87 per troy ounce. So it's sort of, you know, wobbling around there. And you come back next week and it'll probably be the opposite of that.
We have a producer price index number this morning in Wall Street that nobody is happy about, 6% year over year. Because of the cost of commodities that you've been talking about and gasoline.
Yep.
So we're jumping badly. And Thaddeus, inflation is, I call upon your political hat, inflation, is it the killer of administrations that it is sworn to be, or are there other factors that we need to pay attention to?
Well, no, it certainly doesn't help, John. But the other factor to look at, and I believe that it's regressing, is the take-home pay versus the rise in inflation. So inflation's outpacing what people are taking home. And that's political death.
The story in Britain and in France, we can testify, is that government would be in trouble. Is that a fair generalization?
Well, when prices are rising faster than your take-home pay, yes, you generally have a problem. You certainly have a problem around the hearth of home, and people tend to vote on the economics of the situation.
I would say that London has a problem then if it's up 100%. Would that be wrong?
So does the United States.
Yes. Well, Simon, that's your... That we're ringing the bell for you when we come back, Simon, because I hear your government's in trouble. Okay, Simon Constable with the hooch in the cabinet because he dared touch it except for when a visitor comes in the perfect south of France. We're headed to London where the King's speech was well done, a lot of red in the room. And now we turn back to the politics of a revolt in the Labour Party against the Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Thaddeus McCutter, American Greatness. He's in the great state of Michigan. I am in New England, where it is not sunny, and I'm John Batchelor.
Shell V-Power Nitro Plus fuels every drive from Lake Erie to the Ohio River with a fuel like no other. It's engineered with 4 levels of defense to help keep your engine running like new. That means more power when you need it, and more performance with every drive. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. More power, more performance. Chances are you're not far from a Shell station. Download the Shell app to find it. Formulation unique to Shell. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Gasoline compared to lower octane minimum detergent gasoline. Actual effects and benefits may vary according to vehicle type, driving conditions, and driving style. See shell.us/more for more information.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.